United States is as much affected by the fitness culture around the world as any other country, and there are plenty old and new fitness clothing manufacturers that are operating in the nation to capitalize on the growing demand. But it is rather an interesting anecdote to know how these manufacturers operate in the country and make sure that consumers get the best-in-class products so that business keeps booming as always. Let's look at the whole process in general. 1. Manufacturing units. Top producers have manufacturing units set up in different parts of the country to cope with the demand of consumers and lower travel costs when reaching out to various retailers. For example, clothing manufacturers in Miami can reach out to all of Florida and make sure that they make the products more affordable. However, it will become difficult for this unit to deliver in California, and travel costs of goods would go up, making the goods more expensive for retailers and distributors. To avoid this effect, the units are spread out in different parts of the country, keeping both parties happy and content with the business. 2. Distributor network. Being a successful manufacturer comes with having a strong network of distributors. Since no producer can have their units everywhere, distributors often become the middlemen between retailers and manufacturers. They stack up on all the collections produced by the manufacturers and feed the retailers in their area. In most cases, distributors are independent and can choose from catalogs whatever is likely to suit their market. 3. Extensive catalogs. Having an extensive catalog is primitive to becoming a successful manufacturer, since without variety and options for display, getting long-lasting clients is going to be tough. However, when you have a brochure that shows your variety, most clients are instantly interested. The reason for this is, retailers know that even if some of the manufacturers' collections do not work out well for their business, they can always try new ones and other variations, without having to change manufacturers. 4. Overseas imports and exports. To get the best prices on quality, many manufacturers get their raw materials from outside other nations to decrease production costs. Also, many producers send their finished products for sale outside the country in other nations to make profits and expand their markets. Many wholesale clothing distributors in Atlanta do import and export raw materials and finished products on the bidding of their manufacturers and their vested personal interests. Now that you have a clear idea of how most manufacturers operate, it must have become easier for you to understand how the best quality products get into your hands and through what chain. This is how they expand and increase their business growth chances, by spreading out their trade, initiating variation, and keeping quality at its best.